embarrassment for Southwest Airlines as they left a couple of passengers behind. That's got to be an awful feeling, particularly because these passengers were blind.
Yeah, that was the case, Tony, because what we had was two women that were flying on Southwest Airlines, New Orleans to Orlando. They were taken to the gate area by one of the airport customer service personnel, so not a Southwest agent. They were left in the gate area where the flight was scheduled to leave, but then the flight was delayed by 5 hours. So what happened was the delay forced Southwest to use a nearby gate, so they had a gate change, but no announcement was made, only a message that seemed to be posted to the gate boarding screen, which obviously these women couldn't read. Now, it was eventually discovered after that flight had left that these two women were supposed to be on it. They were placed onto a later flight. Southwest did apologize with a whopping $100 voucher per person. Yeah, some apology there. But they said that they couldn't, you know, give them a refund because, you know, they still got them from New Orleans to Orlando like they paid. But most of the time when an airline is a passenger with any sort of a special need, we had a thing called an SSR, a special service request, that notified the ticket counter, the gate agent, the flight attendant about the special needs of a particular passenger. So either the Southwest didn't have a sort of an SSR that was generated or it was ignored or what, we don't know. But the bottom line is that, not a real good thing when you leave people behind. And, you know, if I'm the gate agent and I have 100 people scheduled to fly and 98 are there, two of them are checked in that aren't there. So we make announcements. Many times you'll look to see, you'll pull up the reservation to see if, you know, they were coming off of another flight somewhere. Just see what you can find out. And if you pulled up that reservation and saw that they were visually impaired, well, game changer, everything stops until you find them. None of those things seem to happen here, and the plane left without them.
You know, I fly Southwest a lot, and I frequently will hear them make gate change announcements. I'm surprised they didn't make the announcement.
Well, you know, and they have apparently electronic devices with them that, you know, a lot of my friends that are blind use, and the airlines normally communicate a gate change through a text message or something like that, or an email, which if they were using it, they would have had that opportunity. So somewhere along the line, there was a breakdown in communication here that, you know, prevented these two women from being where they needed to be. And obviously Southwest felt bad about it, but I guess not too bad if all they got was $100, but it's gone to social media. I mean, it would have been the perfect occasion for Southwest to step forward and say, man, we really dropped the ball here, which I used to say all the time, and you deserve better than what we gave you, and then offer up something that's going to be considerable. Now, you're not giving them free flights for life or anything like that. That's ridiculous. But you've got to give them something that's kind of commensurate to what they went through. And leaving somebody behind, yeah, just shouldn't happen.
And you would think it would have been the perfect opportunity to do that and get some good publicity.
Yes.
Because of all the bad publicity they've gotten because of their recent policy changes.
Well, Southwest could have came out and said, look, we're going to donate $10,000 to a charity that assists people with visual impairment. So anything like that would have been great PR. But sadly, when it comes to the bean counters at airlines, I used to fight these buzzards all the time. They would fight on giving anything away, even when it could be something that could be looked at as some incredibly good PR. Well, guess what? They didn't do that, and now it's blowing up in their face. They're eventually going to have to probably do more than what they did, which is what they should have done to begin with, without all the bad press.
Exactly. Well, Jay, I understand Emirates is preparing to restrict the use of power charging devices aboard flights. Does this have to do with the lithium batteries?
Well, you're spot on as usual, my friend. That's exactly the case. Emirates, which is the Dubai carrier, the mega carrier over there, they're coming out with some rules that are going to be put into place, I believe, as of October 1st. For passengers that are traveling with a portable battery charger, you're not going to be allowed to put them in the overhead storage compartment. We've had too many times where they've started to overheat, and we didn't know about it until it became kind of an issue. So no battery chargers in the overhead compartment, nor will you be allowed to use them during the flight. You're allowed to bring them on board in a hand carry bag that you put underneath the seat in front of you so that if that item begins to overheat, it'll be detected quickly enough and the flight attendants can respond because that's when they turn into firefighters, like they don't have a whole bunch of other things to do. But the FAA is saying we've had 43 incidents caused by lithium batteries on airplanes this year. We had 89 of them last year. So we're seeing an increasing number of these incidents, and they represent clearly a safety hazard for travelers. So airlines, absent of any industry changes, are making their own adjustments as a precaution, and Emirates is the last one to do that.
Yeah, you have to applaud them for making that change at this point. Any hub delays this morning we need to know about, Jay?
It looks like it's going to be Atlanta, Charlotte, and Chicago. There's going to be the three problem children of the day. I don't think the delays are going to be more than an hour, but enough to get in the way. And we will have some turbulence in the area across the country because of a lot of storms. It's not dangerous, just uncomfortable. Keep your seatbelt fastened about you. You'll be fine. But, yeah, do like the flight crews do and keep those seatbelts fastened about you.
Jay, if our folks need to know more or contact you, what's a good way to do that?
Yeah, jratliff.com is my business website. But if you've got a problem with an airline where they're not exactly treating you like they should, especially on a past or current problem, reach out to me. Send me an email, and as quickly as my schedule allows, I'll get right back with you so that we can hold those airlines accountable. I don't like them trying to get away with stuff, and believe me, I enjoy working with you as I can.
You're our watchdog, Jay, and we appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next Monday. Jay Ratliff joining us here on the WPTF Morning News.